1 o'clock. Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Simon Taylor of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 8th day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome and introduce Rabbi Chaim Pupko of Congregation Avos Torah in Englewood, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Pupko slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek 20, 23, 121, and 130, which will be followed by the Mishaberech Lecholim and Achenu. It is my very great honor to introduce Rabbi Pupko. B'chavod.
Thank you so much for having me today. Adam Smith was an 18th century Scottish economist who was considered to be the father of the modern study of economics. Adam Smith famously observed that we all benefit from the marketplace because of the self-interest of every person who participates in the market. He wrote, "It is not from the benevolence of the butcher, the brewer, or the baker that we expect our dinner, but from their regard to their own interest." In other words, when craftsmen and tradesmen, entrepreneurs and laborers all pursue their own individual self-interests, everyone benefits. Smith referred to the momentum created by all this self-interested activity as an invisible hand that leads everyone to promote an end which was no part of their individual intentions. In short, the greatest societal good results from the greatest individual greed or self-interest. I believe we can find a similar idea with more ethical significance in the Torah reading from this past week, Parshas Shoftim. We read about how the Jewish army should prepare for war. Officials are supposed to circulate among the troops and identify anyone who may be exempt from battle, anyone who has built a house and has not begun living in it, or someone who has planted a vineyard and not been able to enjoy its fruits, or someone who has betrothed a woman but not yet married her. All of these kinds of individuals are exempt from war. Now, there is much discussion as to the reason for these exemptions. Some say it is out of concern for the individual and the special circumstance in which he finds himself. Others say it is out of concern for the community, concern for the troops, that they shouldn't have to be concerned about someone who may be distracted by such new major life endeavors. There is another observation we can make, however, if we look more closely at these three particular activities, because each of them can be seen as individual pursuits that are at the same time the kinds of individual pursuits that impact and contribute to the entire community. Communities are built when people build homes and begin marriages and plant vineyards, when people pursue their own respective unique destinies and do so grounded on the values of the Torah. They are, in effect, advancing, building, and growing communities at large. Whether someone is on the front lines or back maintaining a homestead, each of them plays a critical role, as if led by an invisible hand, in promoting the common communal good. This lesson can give us insight as well into why we recite vidui, confession of our sins, in the plural. Throughout the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance, culminating on Yom Kippur, we stand before God and we confess our sins in collective plural terms. Ashamnu, we are guilty. Bagadnu, we have rebelled. We also say Al-Chait Shechatanu, for the sin that we have committed. And we do so in plural terms because our own individual actions, whether for the good or, God forbid, the reverse, not only concern ourselves, but contribute to the community as a whole. As we reckon with yet a further wave of this pandemic, this lesson should be a guiding principle. Our individual choices will not only protect us, ourselves as individuals, and keep our families healthy, but will help keep those around us in our community healthy as well. Getting the vaccine, wearing masks, adhering diligently to the directions of health experts, all of these are very personal activities which contribute directly to the common good with Hashem's help. We turn now to the recitation of Tehillim. I'll begin with Mizmor Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagev Choshem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezracha B'kodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka Yizkor kol minchosecha, ve'olasecha yedashin esela, yitain lecha chilvavecha, ve'chol atzasecha yimalei, niranina bishuasecha, uveshem Eloheinu nigdol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, ata yodati ki Hoshia Adonai mishicho, Ya'anehu mishmei kacho, bigvuros yesha yemino, eilev orechev, ve'eilev asusim, va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, heima koru v'nafalu, va'anachnu kamnu v'anis odad, Adonai Hoshia, hamelech ya'anehu v'yom koreinu. Mizmor Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echsar Binos Deshe Yarbitzeni Alnei Minuchos Yinahaleini Nafshi Yeshovev Yancheni V'Maglei Tzedek L'man Shemo Gam Ki Eilech Begeit Salmaves Lo irara ki ato imadi, shiftecha umishantecha, heima yinachamuni, taroch lifonai shulchan, neged tzoreroi, dishanta vashemen roshi, kosi rivaya, ach tov vachesed yirdefuni, kol yimei chayai, Vishavti Beveis Adonai Li Orech Yamim. Mizmor Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir Lamalos Esa Einai El Heharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shomayim Varet. Al Yitei Lamot Raglecha. Al yanum shomrecha, hine lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yeminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla, Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, Yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Mizmor Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim kirasicha Adonai, Adonai shima v'koli, tihiyena oznecha kashuvos, Lekol tachanunai, im avonos tishmor ya, Adonai mi yamod, ki imcha hasilicha, lema'an tivarei, ki visi Adonai ki visa nafshi, velidvaro hochalti, nafshi ladonai mishomrim laboker, Shomerim laboker, Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harvei imo fidus, v'hu Yifdas Yisrael, Nikol Avonosav. The prayer for the sick, which we will pause to insert any names. Mi Sheberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo, Hu Yivarech Es HaCholim. Bavur Shana Mispalin Kam Bavuram Bizkarze Hakadosh Boruchu Yumale Rachamim Alehem Lahachalimam Ulrapusam Ulachzikam Ulahachayosam Vishlach Lehem Hirufuoshim Minashamayim Beholagarehem Ulacholidehem Besoch Shar Choli Yisrael Rufuas Hanefesh Rufuas Haguf Hashta Bagalov Vizman Kariv Vinomar Amen. Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim Batsura Uvashivya, Haomdim, Bein Bayam Uvein Bayabasha, Hamakom Yirachem Aleihem, Viotziyem Mitzara Lirvacha, Ume Afeila Liora, Umi Shibud Ligeula, Hashta Bagala Vizman Kariv, Vinomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Pupko. We are all very appreciative. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered for tova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.